Good morning. It is February 14th, 2014. The time is 5:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. The snowy region of the southern tier of the great state of New York. I'm up early this morning. I've been up for about an hour and a half, as you can see from the Buart. I'm out shoveling again. It's the fourth time. I guess three times yesterday and one time this morning to take care of the snow on the driveway and the sidewalk for this particular storm. And between the last storm, where we got 2 feet of snow, and this one probably about, all in all total, about 8 inches, 8 to 9 inches, given the fact that, let's see, the first time I shoveled, there's about 1.5 to 2 inches. There's at least 2.5 to 3 inches the second time, and then there was 3 inches. And then there was another 4 inches, so maybe we got another foot. We got about at least nine to 10 inches, I would say, from the storm that has since stopped dropping the white stuff. But we have, as you can see, mounds of snow on the driveway, and I have, I'm standing back in an area, last part I finished, is about a 20 by 15 square area for Max to do his doggy thing and stuff like that, and the walls are probably about up to 3 feet now with all the snow. It's starting to look like a little snow fort, but the snow out in the backyard is at least a good two feet deep still, and it just goes to show the power of Mother Nature. I guess I was listening to an audio boo from one of our audio boo community friends here that something about a conspiracy with the flooding going on and power outages over in Ireland and stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's a real deal. It's I've been without power. I've been very fortunate that we haven't lost power here, but I'm prepared. I've got the old Boy Scout model, even though I wasn't a Boy Scout, be prepared. I've got a backup deep cell battery, 109 amp, I believe it is. I've done some audio boos and some YouTubes on it for backup lighting that would more than get me through a couple nights, and then putting the solar panels on. So that's a continuous supply of lighting. And then we have a 5,500 watt generator that if we need to, we can hook up to our heater or our refrigerator during the summertime and have that running for a length of time. I think the last time we used it was on the Great Flood of 2011 here in the Southern Tier, where I had it going for a good 5, 6, 7 days straight, providing power for the community. On my end of the village, I would get the coffee ready and charge cell phones and all that. And other people with where they had gas stoves, they would, my next door neighbor would bake some fresh cookies. So it's just a matter of being prepared. But this bit about conspiracy, I don't even joke about that, I guess. It's, but I am in a good frame of mind and outlook on the weather that hopefully this is the last snowstorm for the northeast of this capacity, because I'm about tuckered out shoveling, I guess. You know, it's a light snow. It wasn't that bad. It you know, takes me about 30, 45 minutes on each shoveling and stuff like that. So the last storm where we got dumped with 2 feet, that was pretty bad. You know, I haven't, you can hear traffic is moving out on the highway there, so that I'll be able to get into the day job today. So that's how I'm starting my day now. I'm going to go in and get a hot cup of coffee and get ready for the day job. And you all take care and stay dry if you're over there in the flooding of the England and Ireland and the windy weather. Keep your feet dry and wear dry socks and keep warm. We're keeping warm here in the snow belt of the southern tier of New York. And y'all have a good one. Y'all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.